奉主耶稣圣名，跟弟兄姐妹来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are going to study the Bible together.
今天晚上跟大家来查考彰显作为神仆人的名证。
Tonight we are going to be studying how to manifest the proof of God's servant.
我们每个人在神面前有不同的身份。
Every single one of us in front of God, we have different citizenships.
我们在读圣经的时候会看到神从他的道理里面告诉我们，我们人在神面前呢，看是从什么样的身份来看，我们跟神的关系，他描述的非常的深入。
So from the Bible, we can see that there are many different ways that the Bible shows us how our relationship or citizenship in front of God can be.
Relationship.
Our relationship.
我们如果从圣经里面告诉我们说，我们受洗归入主耶稣基督里面，我们就成为神的儿子。
So after baptism, we become the sons of God.
所以神是我们的父亲，我们是他的儿子，我们跟他有父子关系。
So God is our father and we are his children, so we have a father and child relationship.
然后在以弗所书第五章呢，他从这个神的奥秘上看来呢，他后来讲了一个关系是，耶稣基督是我们的丈夫，我们是他的心腹。
And also in the Bible, we know that Jesus Christ is also the bridegroom, and the church is the bride.
那我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们属神的、属基督的人呢，成为他的心腹，他将来要迎娶我们每一个人。
And all of the brethren and sisters in church are the bride, and he will come one day to take us.
所以心腹。这个主耶稣是我们的新郎哦，这个观念不是只有教会，我们每一个人其实都是主耶稣基督的心腹。
So, Jesus Christ is not only the bridegroom for the church, but also for every single one of us. We are the bride.
所以我们跟主耶稣基督也有这种夫妻的关系。
So, we have a spousal relationship with Jesus Christ.
这是为什么他要求我们对他的爱要专一。
So this is why he wants us to love him only.
我们如果对主耶稣的爱啊，被其他的东西、其他的对象占据了，那个圣经说主耶稣基督会产生嫉妒的心。
So if we love other things other than Jesus Christ, and the Bible tells us that he will have a jealous heart.
特别是当我们去跟随其他的偶像，不是神的神，那个神的那个心哦，就是受伤的更严重。
And this is especially true for when we have other idols other than Jesus Christ.
那从主耶稣他是当王的角度来看。
And also when Jesus Christ as king.
那我们是他的子民。
And then we are his people.
那所以我们是属他的一个国度。
So we are a part of his kingdom.
哦，所以他是当王的，我们是他的百姓。
So he is the king and we are his people.
那从主耶稣，从这个神是造物主来看呢，我们是被造的，他是造物的。
And from the creation, we know that God is the creator and we are the creation.
那我们受造的永远也没有办法跟这个造物的来比较的。
And we as the created can never compare with our creator.
所以我们受造之物在神面前要非常的，会非常的谦卑。我们要真的能够对我们这个造物主发出敬畏的心。
So we as the created must be very humble before our creator and understand our position.
所以我们就不能够，有时候就不能够对神轻慢，也就是我们有时候会把神当作我的父亲，那我就跟他有时候就好像儿子背叛父亲，或者是违背父亲的命令，就是觉得好像无所谓。
So we must have a sovereign heart before the Lord, and even though we have, we may think of God as our Father and have a rebellious heart towards Him.
那如果从神是造物的主来看，我们对神的态度要非常的谨慎。
So, from the point of having God as our Creator, we need to have a very reverent heart towards Him.
所以圣经里面描述这个各种不同的关系呢，我们都要很明白，我们今天在神面前所当扮演的角色。
So these different roles and relationships that we can have with God, we need to have a very clear understanding about it from the Bible.
今天晚上我们要从我们是神的仆人的角度来看。
So this evening we would like to study from the point of view as God's servant.
在马太福音里面有一句话。
So in Matthew,
主耶稣讲的比喻。
Is a parable that Jesus spoke.
我们现在来看第马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
四十五节。
Verse 45.
马太福音二十四章四十五节。
Matthew 24 verse 45。
这里是说，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢
？45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time？
四十六节说，主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。
46. It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns.
所以这里就是，如果仆人呢、啊，他真的能够很忠心又很有智慧的去执行主人派他做的工作，那么他如果真的这样做，那个仆人就有福气了。
So if a servant is faithful and wise in whatever his master has put him charge of, then he will be blessed.
那主人看到这个仆人这么样忠心的执行他的吩咐啊，他说那个主人呢、啊、就会。派他管理更多的事情，就是在他这个仆人在这个主人眼前就变得很尊贵。
If so, when the master sees that the servant is faithful and obedient, then he would put the servant in charge of more of his household, and the servant in turn would become more precious to the master.
马太福音二十四章的这个比喻呢，是在主耶稣讲完末日会有的预兆之后，他特别提出来提醒每一个人的。
So this parable is spoken after Jesus Christ talks about the signs of the end age, and it is a reminder to all of us.
所以告诉我们，在这个末日的时候啊，末世的时代里面，我们要更要谨慎去执行我们作为一个神仆人应当尽的本分。
So this is a reminder to us that we need to keep watch and what our responsibilities are as God's servant.
我们要怎么样能够做一个神所喜悦的忠心有见识的仆人
？And how we can be a faithful and a servant that God delights in.
那要作为一个神的仆人呢、啊？那这个做主人的，当然有对他的要求。
So to be a servant, the master has certain expectations.
那我们在圣经里面看保罗的书信里啊。
And from Paul's epistles.
那圣经里面保罗、哦、他写了十三封书信。
So Paul wrote 13 epistles.
他就是根据教会的需要，他当时所写的这个他的工作，他要表达的内容啊，有每一封信都有他特殊的功用。
So Paul wrote to each church, and it was addressing different issues.
你看他如果他写罗马书，我就把这个救恩的道理、福音的这个奥秘、啊、整个这个神准备这个救恩的过程写得非常的详细。
So from the book of Romans, Paul writes about the mystery of salvation, and he does this very clearly.
这也是就是保罗他对这个救恩的认识啊，所以我们要了解保罗他对真的他的神学思想，他怎么认识神，他怎么了解救恩，罗马书是一定要读的。
And from Romans, he understands very clearly about the salvation, so we need to read it.
那你看他写哥林多前书的时候，就针对教会的问题，然后提出解决方法。
And in 1 Corinthians, he addresses questions that the churches have and gives them solutions.
那你看他在写以弗所书的时候，他对主耶稣基督哦，他建立用他的宝血建立这个教会的奥秘，就写得很清楚。
And in the book of Ephesians, he talks about the blood of Christ and that it establishes the church. So he describes the mystery of the church.
所以有关于教会的道理，我们对以弗所书一定要加以查考。
So to know about the truth of the church, we need to study the book of Ephesians.
因为保罗他在写哥罗西书的时候，他特别强调耶稣基督就是基督，就是神的受膏者。
And from The book of Colossians, he talks about that Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
他是 Christ.
And that he is the Christ.
那他所以要讲基督，耶稣就是基督这个道理，哥罗西书一定要查考。
So he talks about how Jesus is the Christ, and that is why we need to study it.
那保罗书信还有他写给个人的，比如说写给提摩太的，写给提多的，写给腓利门的。
And he's also written to individuals such as Timothy, Titus, and Philemon.
所以有些是他个人的那种对某一些比较年轻的工作这个圣工人员的这个要求跟他的提醒。
And he writes to the younger workers about expectations and how to do their duty.
所以他所写的东西基本上都有他的用意，但是基本上我们都看到他的想法，然后他对这个道理的指示。
And so from his letters, we can see how he understands the gospel and how he can put it into practice.
但是如果要了解保罗这个人本身，一定要读哥林多后书。
And however, to understand Paul himself, we need to read 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书是保罗所有的书信里面对他自己本身，他作为一个神的仆人，他的心情，他的对他自己的要求，以及他在这个对神的工作上他的负担描写的最清楚。
So in 2 Corinthians, it describes, Paul describes his own servitude and his own expectations for himself.
他怎么样把教会当作自己的孩子？
And how he has the, sees the church as his own children.
他的那个心跟主耶稣基督的心非常相似。
And his heart is very similar to the heart of Jesus Christ.
这是为什么他敢说你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
And that is how he is able to say that you must
效法就是 imitate.
You have to imitate me as I imitate Christ.
那保罗他在这个哥林多后书里面呢，他谈了很多他的忧伤，他的喜乐。
And he talks about his sorrows and his joy.
他个人对某一些事情他的心里的感受。
And how he feels about certain events.
特别他是如果被人家论断的时候，他被人家批评的时候。
Especially when he's being persecuted or slandered by others.
或者是当别人在质疑他当做使徒的这个职分的时候，他当时的心情，他怎么样来表达他这个心里面觉得很伤痛。
And when people do not think of him as an apostle, and he writes about the hurt that he feels.
特别是对哥林多教会来说，因为哥林多教会是他建立起来的。
And especially towards the Corinth, church in Corinth, because that is a church that he established.
他知道，他说他是神特派的使者，要来传福音的。
And he knew that he was an apostle sent by God to preach the gospel.
所以他是神的大使。
So he is
ambassador.
Oh, he is the ambassador of God.
这是我们上个礼拜所查考的，他是做福音的使者。
And so this is what we discussed last week, and he is the ambassador for the gospel.
我们今天晚上来看哥林多后书第六章。
So let us study 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们现在从我们本身也是神的仆人这个立足点来看。
And so we will take the point as for ourselves as also as God's servants.
因为哥林多后书第六章，保罗在讲他自己本身怎么样做神的仆人。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul talks about how he is a servant of God.
我们现在看他的信，他所写的这个信息，我们要把它当作他是对我们讲的，我们是要站在他的立足点上来看这件事情。
So we need to think of ourselves as the audience as Paul is in this letter.
所以我们不是只是在看保罗他怎么样来服侍神，我们要看我们怎么样来做一个神所喜悦的忠心有见识的仆人。
So we not only look at how Paul was a servant of God, but how we ourselves can display the characteristics of servants of God.
我们现在看第六章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 1.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
Verse 1, as God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
保罗他很知道他自己的角色。
And Paul understood his role.
他自己是跟神同工，所以他是接受神的差遣，神给他做什么事情，他照神的吩咐去做而已。
And Paul understood his role and what God expected him to do, and he did according to God's will.
所以你看第五章的十一节说，我们知道主是可畏的，所以劝人。
And in chapter 5, verse 11, he says that we know that it is fear, it is to fear the Lord.
因为他知道主是派他工作，他是跟神一起工作的，所以他基本上不是主人。他现在所有的信息都是从这个神给他的，他要去劝人家。
So he knew that he was not the master and that God was, and that he in turn would be his messenger to tell other people.
所以他说我劝你们不可以徒受神的恩典了。
So he tells them not to urge you not to receive God's grace in vain.
为什么不可以徒受神的恩典呢？
And why can we not receive God's grace in vain?
第二节，因为他说在遇难的时候我应允了你，在拯救日子我搭救了你，看啊，现在正是遇难的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Verse 2, for he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation.
这句话是保罗引以赛亚书49章里面的信息，神亲自宣告的信息。
And this, this quote is from Isaiah chapter 49, which are words spoken by God.
所以这是神的宣告，这个遇难的时候，拯救的日子就是耶稣基督这个时候了。
And so, so this is God's warning, that the day of salvation is when Jesus Christ came.
所以这个神遇难我们，神拯救我们，这个恩典是白白得来的。
And so, the salvation, is can be received.
神已经白白给了。
And that He has given to us freely.
所以这个就是他说，我们不可以突然受神的恩典，一定要知道说，这个恩典神已经给了，不可以只是。就是把它放在那边没有用啊。
So, God has given this grace, to us, so we need, not to put it in vain and not use it.
我们一定要去回报神给我们这个恩典。
And we need to repay the, grace of God.
所以现在要也是要我们一定要来做神的仆人，来回报神拯救我们这个恩典哦。
As a result, we need to repay God's grace and.
好，那现在第三节。
And let's look at verse 3.
他说：“我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。”
Verse 3, we put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited.
这是保罗他自己知道他自己的身份，他是神的用人，他是与神同工的用人呢。
Paul understood his relationship with God and that he was a servant of God.
他这里说凡事都不叫人有妨碍是什么意思
？And what does it mean that to put no stumbling block in anyone's path?
英文就很清楚，因为就是说不可以让我们都不可以成为别人的绊脚石。
And in English, it says that we cannot be anyone's stumbling block.
所以凡事他说，凡事我们都不叫人有妨碍，也就是说，我们本身都不能够成为别人在福音上的绊脚石，让别人跌倒。
So we cannot be a stumbling block to anyone.Who is preaching the ministry?
免得这个职分被人毁谤
or that it will become discredited.
因为他本身是被神拣选的使徒，是要做福音的使者，他有一个很尊贵的身份。
Paul is an apostle and he is given the work to preach the gospel, so he has a very precious citizenship.
所以他就很小心的，他说我什么事情都不可以让人家。因着我而不信耶稣，而不接受这个福音呢
？So he is very careful, and so that he will not hinder anyone from coming to believe in the gospel.
那这件事情是不管对什么人、对什么事都一样的。
And this is true, no matter what the person is.
他自己本身都不会是引起人家跌倒，在福音上跌倒的原因。
And so he will not be the stumbling block to anyone's faith.
In anything.
Oh, anything.
那现在他不但是不会叫人跌倒，他反而要在各样第四节说，反倒在各样的事情上要表明自己是神的用人。
And however, not only will he not stumble, be anyone's stumbling block, but he will rather be, he will announce himself as a servant of God.
他现在要在各样事情上来表明自己真的是神的仆人，有这个使徒的职分的。
And that he will commend to everyone in every way that he is the servant of God.
所以接下来从第四节下半段开始呢，他就要讲他做一个神的仆人，他所忍受的。
And in the second part of verse 4, talks about the hardship that he has endured.
我们现在如果看第四节说。就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦。
Verse 4, and great endurance in troubles, hardships, and distress.
这里在这个我们 我们在读中文圣经的时候呢，因为它少了几个连介系词哦，所以我们就看着就是他为什么突然讲这样子。
And in Chinese, it is missing some of them, and so we may feel that why do they say that?
其实他就是意思就是说，他现在要在各样的事情，接下来这各样的每一个他所描述的事情里面，要证明在这件事情上他都是神的用人呢。
And so from these different things, Paul wants to use them as an example of how he is a servant of God.
所以在英文圣经就很清楚，在隐在什么地什么事情里面，他都是要表明自己是真的是神的仆人。
And so from verse 4, 5, and 6, it talks about how in every different way, how he is a servant of God.
所以我们看他在生活上哦，他现在碰到患难、穷乏、困苦啊。
So he has great endurance in troubles, hardships, and distress.
在他的生活上面，他的每天的生活里。
And this is in his daily life.
然后呢，接下来第五节是说鞭打、监禁、扰乱。
And in verse 5,In beatings, imprisonments, and riots, and hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger.
前面三个而已。鞭打、监禁、扰乱啊。
The first three, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots.
那这个就是外来的逼迫啊，人家对他的待，他遭受别人的对待了。
And this is the outward punishment from other persecution from other people.
基本上都是不好的，人家对他都是很严厉的，这也是很不客气的。
And for the most part, people are very rude to him and treat him very poorly.
第五节后半的另外三个，勤劳、警醒、不食，就是禁食，没有东西吃啊。
And in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, so he had no food.
也就是说，他在劳苦当中，常常失眠睡不着，常常是绝粮，就是没有东西吃。
So in his hard work, he had many sleepless nights and had lacking of food.
这是他对他自己的要求，所以在哥林多前书九章他自己说他是攻克己身，叫声呼我，他自己要求很严格。
So this is his own expectations for himself, and he is very strict.
在这一些事情上，他就是用忍耐来胜过的。
And in all of these things, he persevered through them.
所以我们现在看做神的仆人，第一件要求就是要能够忍受苦难。
So the first requirement as a servant of God is to be able to endure.
保罗他在出来传福音之前，神已经事先跟他讲，他说我们要进入神的国，你为了我的福音的缘故，一定会遭受很多的逼迫患难。
And so before Paul began his gospel, Jesus Christ told him that he would endure great persecution.And troubles for his for the gospel of God.
为了神的，为了要进入神的国度，为了服务神，他一定会受患难困苦。
So, in order for him to enter into the kingdom of God, he would endure hardships.
然后他也把这个信息告诉每一个地方的弟兄姐妹们。
And he would tell this to brothers and sisters.
所以就是我们今天一定要准备为主耶稣忍受苦难这个心智。
So today we need to have the heart.To know that we will endure for God hardships for God.
那这个忍耐，就是我们如果心里有准备，我们一碰到困难的时候，就绝对不会觉得不会很惊讶，说怎么会这样子。
So if we prepare ourselves for these hardships, then we would not become surprised by them.
那我们接下来看第六节。
Let's turn to let's look at verse 6.
从第六节开始呢，一直到第八节呢。
And from verse 6 to verse 8,
这个都在讲这个，他作为一个神的仆人，他所彰显出来的属灵的品格。
And it tells us the different spiritual qualities that he manifested.
他怎么样当一个神的仆人？在这一些事情上，他表现他自己是神的仆人。
And how he established himself as a servant of God.
我们在英文圣经里面有摆，就是借着这些特质来显明他自己本身是神的用人呢。
And in English it says there is the word by, which is how it is through God that he has these characteristics.
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说：“廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化、无畏的爱心。”
Verse 6: impurity, understanding, patience, and kindness in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love.
第七节说：“真实的道理，神的大能，仁义的兵器，在左在右。”
Verse 7, in truthful speech and in the power of God with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left.
第八节说荣耀羞辱恶名美名。
8, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report.
那我们现在来看一看他这个他讲的这几个属灵的品格，保罗他作为一个神的仆人，他怎么样表现出来的？
And so these different spiritual qualities, how did Paul manifest them?
那这个所谓的廉洁呢，其实英文讲得很清楚，就是所谓的 pure, 就是纯洁，是清单单一的纯一的心。
So impurity, he had a pure heart.
对神，对神单一的心，对。所以这个是他自己本身做神的仆人，他知道他现在要服侍的对象就是神。
So he understood who he was serving, which is who is God.
那这个廉洁啊，这个字眼呢、啊？在哥林多后书第十一章里面是一样的，我们看哥林多后书十一章第三节。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们看，我们用从这个字本身来看，我们就明白他想大家讲什么意思。
And from this, the word itself, we can understand its meaning.
第十一章的第三节。
Chapter 11, verse 3.
我只怕你们的心或偏移邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Verse 3, but I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
这里这个纯一清洁的心呢、啊，这个字就是这个廉洁一样的。
And so, this sincere and pure devotion to Christ is the same word as it is in chapter 6, verse 6.
哦，所以这个就是他所他的他这个对神是有一个纯一清洁的心，他是完全不会去考虑说他要在服侍其他的主人的，没有。
So he, Paul had a very pure heart in his for God, and he would not think to have other gods.
我们今天做神的仆人，也需要有这个纯一清洁的心。
So as servants of God today, we need to have the same kind of pure heart.
所以我们今天要服侍神呢、啊，主耶稣就说我们不能够又想要服侍神，又想要服侍马门，那是不可能的。
And so it is impossible to serve both God and Mammon.
这是主耶稣说的。
And this is what God's Jesus Christ said.
所以我们对神要专一。
So we need to have a one heart towards God.
然后接下来第六章的第六节，接下来是讲知识。
And after the next part in verse 6 is
哪里去？
Oh, is knowledge.
那这个知识呢，就是认识神的知识。
And this is the knowledge to know God.
也是服侍神的知识。
And this in knowledge and how to serve God.
你看这个知识很重要啊。
Knowledge is very important.
这个特别是指的认识神哦。
And this is especially towards knowledge, towards understanding God.
我们现在来看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
我们如果真的认识神呢、啊，有知识，有这个对神的知识，我们会发出香气。
If we're able to have knowledge towards God, there will be a fragrance.
我们看二章十四节说：“感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。”
14. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
这里我们要特别看，是因为认识基督就会发出香气。
So if we look closely, it is through knowing Christ that there will be a fragrance.
那保罗他们自己做一个神的使者，本身他是做一个媒介，让每一个人都能够认识基督，然后他们就发出香气。
And so Paul had allows people to come to know God so that they can in turn have a fragrance.
当然他自己本身也要发出香气。
And of course, he himself needs to have this fragrance.
因为他本身已经认识主耶稣基督。
Because he knows Jesus Christ.
他的生命已经改变。
And his life has changed.
然后他借由他自己这个榜样呢，去引导人也认识基督，然后也一样可以发出香气。
Through this his example, he is able to teach other people how to have this, to know God and have this fragrance.
所以今天我们要做神的仆人，我们要真的要对神认识。
So as a servant of God, we need to truly know Him.
那这个认识神的这个方面呢，要包括我们能够明白神的旨意，要洞察神的旨意。
So we need to know not only know Him but also know His will.
这个就是保罗 他为教会祷告的内容，在哥罗西书第一章里面他说他祈求信徒是能够明白在属灵的悟性知识上能够满心知道神的旨意。
And this is how in Colossians Paul prays for the church to truly know God and his will
in
his understanding.
就是真的明白说神是要我们做什么，神不要我们做什么。
And to have a clear understanding about what God wants us to and what he does not want us to do.
那当然这个知识也包括我们要怎么样做仆人来服侍神这个知识嘛。
And this knowledge also includes how we can be servants of God.
因为我们现在是要做神的仆人啊。
Because right now we want to be servants of God.
那我们做神的仆人是要透过来服务弟兄姐妹来服务神吗？
And is this through serving our brothers and sisters in Christ to serve God?
所以那个《哥林多后书》第四章第五节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥林多后书。
Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书四章五节说：“我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。”
Verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
他现在要把这个做神的仆人的这个角色转换成做弟兄姐妹的仆人了。
So we take as from servants of Christ to becoming servants of our brothers and sisters.
那要做众人的仆人，就是要服务大家，这个就要有智慧了。
And so how we can serve one another, it takes wisdom.
要怎么样来服务人
？How can we serve others？
那同时是在服务神。
And at the same time, serve the Lord.
让我们所做出来的服务，哎，别人会感谢，然后会借着他的我们的服务来感谢神。
And that what in our service to people will be grateful and in turn, praise and thank God.
所以才不会哦，我们做仆人哦，然后做到流汗哦，这个老公用来向我老挪，就是我们做的很辛苦，但是别人觉得说你做的好差劲。
And so that it will not be that, and we work very hard. However, people do not appreciate it.
这个就是我们要做仆人也要有知识。
So as servants, we need to have knowledge.
那现在做仆人本身呢，一定会受苦嘛。
And as servants, we will endure hardships.
我们现在看回来六章六节。
Let's turn back to chapter 6, verse 6.
知识之后是恒忍。
And after knowledge is patience.
那就是要忍耐，要容忍，一直忍下去的。
That we need to have patience and endurance and persevere.
也就是说，要忍受别人的伤害，可能会别人会给你侮辱。
And we need to endure and have patience when people do bad things against us.
So insulting.
Oh, insult us.
对，别人可能会侮辱啊。
And people may insult us.
那如果我们被侮辱了，我们现在。被人家遭受不公平的待遇，我们不会想要去报复，我们也不会很动怒，我们会把它忍下来。
And when people insult us, we would not want to have revenge. However, we're able to have patience.
所以也就是说，这个神的仆人要能够沉得住气的。
And so, as servants of God, we need to have patience.
就是不可以轻易发怒、动血气。
So we cannot be quick to anger.
我们什么事情一定会先忍一下。然后先退一步想。
And so we need to have patience and endure, and then take a step back to examine.
要能够忍耐，要能够常常恒忍啊，一定要了解说，雅各书第一章二十节说，人的怒气不能成就神的义。
And in James chapter 1 verse 20, it says, "For man's anger does not bring about the righteousness a righteous life."
我们一定要了解，有时候我们发怒对事情没有帮助。
And so we need to understand that, and our anger it may not help the situation.
所以做神的仆人要恒忍，要忍耐。
So as servants of God, we need to endure and be patient.
这是我们每一个人在今天在教会里面服侍神，我们应当具备的。
This is what every single one of us as servants of God needs to do.
如果我们每一个人都能够有这样的一个品质呢，我们在教会服侍当中一定会很和谐，不会。听到别人讲一两句话，我们就说我不要做，你自己找别人吧。
And if every single person in church is able to have this virtue, then we would not.
不会灰心的，不会 lose heart.
Oh, and then we would not lose heart.
我们还是一样会继续服侍神。
And we would continue to serve God.
所以这个你看，连接知识，然后恒忍，接下来我们看接下去恩慈。
And so impurity, understanding, patience, and the next is kindness.
就是要有恩慈，对人有恩呢、啊。
And that is to have kindness towards others.
那什么叫做恩慈
？What does it mean to be kind？
就是 当别人对我不好的时候，我反过来对他好。
Is that when someone is rude or mean to us, in turn we treat them with kindness.
看罗马书十二章，看这一节我们就明白了。
And from Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第二十一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 21.
二十一节，你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
所以所谓的恩慈就是不以牙还牙，是以善报恶。
And that is not that we pay an eye for an eye, but from evil we do good.
如果我们现在做神的仆人都有恩慈这个特质呢，我们现在每一个人呢都会接受别人的好处。
And if every single person has kindness, then we will be able to see other people's good.
别人对我不好，我还一样会对他好。我们不会说啊，你对我不好，我就不跟你讲话了。
And if people are mean to us, then we would not not speak with them.
所以在教会里面就不会说我不跟某某人讲话。
And in church, we would not think that we would not speak with a certain person.
如果我们不跟某某人讲话，其实我们已经失落这个恩慈的这个特质了。
If we refuse to speak to someone, that is already we're losing kindness.
那这样子，我们在服务神、做神的仆人的这个工作上呢，我们其实就有了瑕疵了。
And in our servitude towards God, we have a stumbling.
瑕疵就是有一些 shortcoming， 就是不足、不完全。
It would not be complete in our servitude.
好，接下来第六章六节的接下来是圣灵的感化。
And the next is in the Holy Spirit.
哦。这个就是我们中文圣经把它用圣灵的感化，其实就是把它意思加进去了，其实就是借着圣灵，在圣灵里面要彰显出我们是神的仆人。
And in verse 6, it says in the Holy Spirit, is so through the Holy Spirit we are the servant of God.
我们要服务神，绝对脱离不了圣灵的工作。
In our servitude toward God, we need to have the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满，结出圣灵的果子。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的感化怎么彰显在我们的身上？一定要透过祷告。
And how does and it is only through prayer that the whole Holy Spirit is able to be filled in us.
所以我们今天做神的仆人，我们要在祷告上下功夫。
So as servants of God, we need to pray.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹其实都一样，我们都要养成每一天祷告的习惯。
Every brother and sister, we need to have a habit of prayer.
这是为什么我们常常说我们在被教会安排工作的时候呢，我们最好要求我们自己能够提前至少十五分钟到教会来祷告。
That is why when people are assigned for a certain holy work, it is important to come 15 minutes early so that we can pray.
这不只是要说要翻译、要领事、要做接待。
And this does not only include people who have to play the piano, interpret, or usher.
其实包括所有的工作都要了。
This includes all types of holy work.
包括煮饭，其实都需要先祷告。
And even for cooking, we should pray.
我们的炊事主如果在每一天每一个安息日要去工作以前，先到会堂来祷告十五分钟。
And if our prayer teams is able to
煮饭
if our cooking team is able to pray before
大家一起先祷告以后
and after everybody prays
那我们在服事的当中啊，就会避免很多不必要的争执
then we would have would encounter less difficulties in our servitude.
我们在做执行这个神的工作的时候，我们就会感受到圣灵的带领。
And when doing God's work, we will feel movement of the Holy Spirit.
神会带领我们。
And that God will guide us.
那所以你看，我们今天做圣工要祷告。
So when we do holy work, we need to pray.
我们每一天的生活也用祷告开始。
And when we begin our daily schedule, we need to pray.
我们要出门以前祷告。
Before we leave our homes, we need to pray.
你看，我们要睡觉以前祷告。
And before we sleep, we need to pray.
我们要吃饭以前吃饭祷告。
And then before we eat, we say grace.
每一件事情，我们都用祷告来感受到圣灵对我们的带领。
And in every aspect of our life, we pray and we can experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
其实，我们一定可以很自然的结出圣灵的果子。
And through if we do this, we can very easily bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们最近在教会里面有一些争论，就是有关于这个结圣灵的果子到底是在什么时候？我们好像在质疑那个时间点， 在什么时候可以结出圣灵的果子。
And in church, there has been discussion about when, at what point do we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
其实我们要结圣灵的果子，这是我们在一开始要信耶稣的时候，我们就需要有了亲自。
And the, to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit begins when we should have this heart when we believe in Jesus Christ.
要结果子，这个神要我们去做的这个追求，不是说我们。得圣灵的时候才开始。
And this goal of receiving the fruit of the Holy does not begin with when we does not only begin when we receive the Holy Spirit.
你看，当我们现在看路加福音第三章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章啊。
Luke chapter 3.
看第八节。
Verse 8.
施洗约翰他出来传福音的时候，他就对当时候的犹太人这样要求了。
Before when John the Baptist went out to preach, he already had this expectation for his disciples.
第八节
Verse 8.
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
Verse 8. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham.
第九节说，现在斧子已经放在树根上了，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里了。
Verse 9. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
当施洗约翰在宣告天国近了，你们要悔改这个事情的时候，就要求每一个人都要结出果子了。
When John the Baptist was preaching about the coming of repentance and the need for repentance, he already talks about producing fruit.
主耶稣说，今天我们要来跟从他，如果我们能够结出果子，我们就是荣耀耶稣基督了。
If we're able to follow Jesus Christ, and when we bear fruit, it's to give glory to Jesus Christ.
所以其实结果子这个本身不是说你我等得圣灵的时候我才要追求。
And so this the fruit of the Holy Spirit is not something that we need to pursue after when we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们一听到这个道理的时候，我们就是要有这个心智，要这个准备，我要结出果子了。
And when we receive this gospel, we need to have this heart already.
我们看约翰福音第十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章的第六节。
John chapter 15 verse 6.
十五章六节。
15 verse 6.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Verse 6. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers.
第八节呢？
Verse
8. 第八节，所以你们如果多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，那我们就真的证明我们是主耶稣基督的门徒啊。
Verse 8, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
所以我们现在结果子本身就是其实在证明我们真的是跟随耶稣。
So when we bear fruit is to evidence that we are truly following Jesus Christ.
所以其实我们今天一跟随主耶稣，一受洗跟随耶稣，我们就要努力的去结出果子来了。
When we are baptized, we need to already work towards bearing the fruit.
那我们受洗完之后，主耶稣基督就应许给我们这个得圣灵的这个凭据，要给我们的。
And after we are baptized, we will receive the Holy Spirit.
这个应许。
Oh, and it is the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一个人一定可以讲灵言。So, 如果你要祷告，你祈求就有了。
And if when we pray, we for the Holy Spirit, we will receive it.
那我们现在我们祷告祈求，我们当我们讲灵言的时候，就证实我们今天一开始就要结果子，这个心智是神所悦纳的，神一定是给我们的。
And so when we receive the promised Holy Spirit and speak in tongue, it is evidence that we will bear fruit.
所以其实不是这个时间说什么时间点的问题啊。
And it is not the problem of when we will bear fruit.
圣灵的感化是我们今天每一个人在主要跟随主耶稣，就一定要在祷告上下功夫，所要去经历的神的感动。
And so we need to experience this.Every single one of us, when we believe in Christ.
所以我们今天做神的仆人，我们要追求被圣灵充满，就可以把这些肉体的情欲把它隔除了，致死。
And so we need to pursue after this, so that as we can get rid of our fleshly desires.
那我们就是真的是在做神的仆人，证明我们真的身上有结出圣灵的果子。我们今天所做的工作是圣灵的带领。
So that we can show that our work is guided by the Holy Spirit.
我们现在看回来哥林多后书第六章第六节最后一个无畏的爱心。
So let's turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6.
这个所谓的无畏的爱心是没有偏见的，没有假冒的。
And in sincere love, and this love has no is all inclusive.
就是没有，不是装假的。
Oh, it's not false.
是真实的爱心，就是没有。不是伪装的，不是说哦，因为我是做什么工作，我在人面前呢，我一定要表现出我很有爱心的样子啊。
So, this is a sincere love, and it is not shown just only for man.
我们今天有一些，我们今天可能有人会有这种想法，我今天我是当负责人，说我一定要表现对别人很有爱心、很热诚。
And so, some people may think that, oh, since I'm a part of the church council, I need to show a lot of love.
啊，如果我不做负责人了，我不做这工作，我就不用了。
And if I do not do this work, then I do not have to do this.
那这个就不是所谓的无畏的爱心了。
And this is not sincere love.
这个爱心就是为了这个工作，我一定要表现有这个样子。
And so, from this work, we need to have sincere love.
那这个跟职业的工作就差不多了。
And if we had this kind of part, then it would be the same as a work outside.
你看我们今天如果搭飞机啊，在飞机上，那些空服人员都对你很有礼貌啊。
Like so today when we're in on the airplane, all the stewards are very polite and kind.
是那个因为他的工作，他一定要这样子。
And that is because of it is their duty and their job.
但是等到他不在这个工作上，他可能对你就不会这样子问候，他不会对你哇，他这么体贴。
And however, if you meet them while not on the plane, they probably would not treat you the same way.
但是我们在教会里面就不是这样子。
However, in church, it is not like that.
我们每一个动作做出来都是真的出于我们对主耶稣的爱、圣灵的感动，我们很自然的流露出来的。
Every single one of our action is represent of the love that we feel from Jesus Christ.
所以这个无畏的爱心表现在哪里呢
？And so this sincere love, where is it meant?
我们看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse
8. 第二章第八节。
Verse 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8.
所以我劝你们要向他显出坚定不移的爱心来。
Verse 8. I urge you therefore to reaffirm your love for him.
这个就是包括在劝勉人的时候，在规劝一个人要从这个错误里面转回的时候，他都是用爱心去劝勉的。
And so even when you're when we're telling someone their wrongs, we're doing it out of love.
那这些人如果做错了，他回转了，你都要接受接纳他，不要让他沉沦了。
And when these when the people did wrong, they showed mercy and love towards them.
这个叫做无畏的爱心，真的是像父亲爱孩子的那个心。
And this is a sincere love, just like how a parent loves their child.
所以保罗他自己本身，他在讲到这个爱的时候，他自己就说他就像父亲对孩子讲话一样。
And so when Paul talks about love, he thinks of himself as a father.
你看看第六章第十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 6 verse 13.
六章十三节说：“你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。”
13. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open your hearts also.
他其实第十二节是在骂他们的，你知道吗？
And in verse 12, he is actually chastising them.
他就是骂他们说：“你们这个心肠狭窄啊，不是我们心肠狭窄，是你们自己本身哦，心肠太小。”
And he was chastising them because they were the ones that were withholding affection and not Paul.
他是在指责当时教会的一些错误了。
And he was pointing out some of the wrongs of the church.
但是他所用的心情是像父亲对孩子说话一样。
And however, the attitude that he had was as a father towards his children.
啊，这就是为什么他在哥林多前书第四章，我们看哥林多前书第四章。
And let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
他说，做老师的可能有一万个，但做父亲的可能找不到一个。
And so that is why in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he says that there may be many, many teachers. However, there might not be one father.
我们看15节。
Let's look at verse 15.
哥林多前书4章15节说， 你们学基督的，师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因为我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
15. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel.
那第14节那里说，你们好像我所亲爱的儿女一样哦。
And verse 14, he says that as my, you are as my dear children.
所以他是用那个父亲带孩子的那个口气在讲，在指责他们的错误。
And so he is using his an attitude as a father speaking to his children.
这个叫做神的仆人，无畏的爱心。
And this is a servant of God to have sincere love.
那这些到目前为止这些特质啊，我们今天如果每一件事情啊，都真的都是做出来，教会里面真的我们可以看到一个非常完美和谐的一个神的大家庭。
And if we're able to do all these things, then we would see that the church will be unified and in harmony.
每一个人都在神的圣灵感动底下。
Every person would be have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
为了要报答神的恩典，不会徒受神的恩典。
We would want to repay God's grace and not use it in vain.
都是为了不要叫人在福音上有妨碍，会因为我绊倒。
And that they would not want to be a stumbling block to anyone.
我们每一个人呢，都是尽我们做神仆人的职分。
And we want to, everybody will fulfill their role as a servant of God.
那这样的教会怎么可能不发展呢？
And if we have this type of church, how can it not grow?
因为很自然的发出香气，那个就会吸引很多人进来了。
Because it will very naturally have a fragrance that will attract people.
我们的朋友们，他来到教会，他一定感受到每一个人真的是用无畏的爱心在彼此服侍。
And when our friends come to our church, they will see that every person has sincere love.
他看到我们每一个人都展现出神的恩慈。
And that we will have display qualities like God.
每一个人对教会、对主耶稣基督都非常的专一。
And that we all have one heart towards God.
而且我们在做服侍的工作都非常的有效率，而且是非常有智慧。
And that in our servitude we have knowledge and wisdom.
那不管遇到什么困难的情况，都能够忍耐。
And through any difficulty we are able to have patience.
那这个就是一种见证。
And this is a testimony.
神的恩典，神的福音呢，就这样子可以让人感受到。
And how God's test is God's grace and it can be experienced by people.
所以其实不用，有时候不用你说哇，要怎么样去大声的去传，到处去发传单。
And so it might not necessarily be through massive flyering.
没有错，我们是要去传，我们要去发这个信息。
It is true that we need to spread the gospel.
但是最重要的是，我们今天每一个人在教会里面都能够展现出神的仆人应该有的这个品格。
However, in church, we need to have these qualities and virtues of a servant of God.
那我们已经看到教会的成长。
Then we will be able to see the growth of the church.
我们要看到神的能力在教会里面彰显。
And we will be able to see the power of God in the church.
每一个人都会成为神的仆人。
That every single person will become a servant of God.
我们今天先谈到这里，我们下一次再继续。
And we will stop and continue later.
Next time, 我们现在唱诗。
Oh, next time, let's sing him.
287首。
287.